Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we learn the halachas of doing business on Chol HaMoed. This is Siman Kuvav, the 106th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The general principle is that one's not supposed to be doing melacha on Chol HaMoed in the same way, and that doesn't just mean work, melacha as in the prohibited activities, but also work is included in that as well. So is commerce permitted on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. All commerce, whether buying or selling, is forbidden. What if there's an opportunity for a huge profit? The window is right now, so one may buy and sell in private, but then should spend more in honor of Yom Tov than one originally intended from the windfall that one is getting. May you sell merchandise if you fear its value will drop below cost and you will lose. Then this is permitted because that's Dabra Ovid, preventing a financial loss. You may do that on Chol HaMoed. What if the only concern is that you won't make as much profit later? So it's not going to be a loss, but there could be a little more profit that you could gain. It would be forbidden since the missed profit is not considered a loss and therefore will not be allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. May you sell in a fair or a special market that happens to fall on Chol HaMoed. There's a show, and you're invited to the show. You have merchandise. You're a salesman. You own the business, or you're allowed to go to it. So if it's an infrequent fair or market, and it happens to be that it lands on Chol HaMoed, you may go because it's not going to be considered a loss. May you sell in a regular weekly market? The answer is no. Just skip this week, and you'll be fine. What if ships or merchants arrive at the weekly fair, the weekly sale, and they rarely arrive, and now they either sell at very low cost or they buy very high? You're allowed to go and sell or buy because otherwise it's considered uncommon and it would be considered a loss if you did not take advantage of it. May one purchase wine at a vintage time for the household needs? So let's say one always buys one's wine in September. And for that, it's going to last for the year because that's when it's selling at a good price, when it's just come onto market. So the answer is yes, one may do so if one's going to use it throughout the year because one's actually intending to use it. May one purchase wine for business purposes? So I'm purchasing wine in order to resell it. The answer is no, that would be forbidden. What about items that are needed for Yom Tov itself, like fruits or spices? So these may be sold in regularly and even openly, even if the customers are Jews and non-Jews alike. So if one has a grocery store, one may open the grocery store on Chol HaMoed because regularly that's when the people need it for Chol HaMoed itself and for the last days of Yom Tov. May debts be collected on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes. It's customary to be lenient, even from Jews, since this prevents a loss of sometimes when there's a window of opportunity of collecting a debt and it's not done, one might lose out. May one lend money with the interest to a non-Jew on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes. For a regular customer, you may extend a loan even with interest, even though you're going to own from it. And that's because otherwise he might take his business elsewhere. When a person needs a loan, they need a loan. What if it's a non-Jew who's not a regular customer? So in that case, lending is permitted, but one should spend the interest of that extra week for rejoicing on Yom Tov, so it's not going to be an extra profit to one's pocket. May merchandise be sold to a regular customer on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes. Otherwise, he may get accustomed to buying elsewhere, and then you'll lose a contract. What about if it's a non-regular customer, a new customer? So this is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, because you're not going to lose a customer, it's just future profit. And spending profits on Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov, does not help with this. Unlike the lending with interest to a new customer. Why is this different to lending? Why are you allowed to lend to a new customer with interest and use the extra for Yom Tov, but not when it comes to selling to a new customer? The answer is because selling takes more effort than lending. Finally, is exchanging money permitted on a Chol HaMoed? The answer is it's forbidden. If it's for Yom Tov needs, a shaila should be asked. With this, we conclude dealing with commerce business on Chol HaMoed. Have a wonderful and meaningful